朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
但是你知道吗？有好几个讲道人就是利用那个机会将这个信息传出来。因为有几个人就在这个事件里面，他们改变了，成为传福音的人。
Have you heard Coleman?
你们知道Coleman?
He was one of the one persecuted, I mean, being convicted.
他就在那个中间，他就是中间那些人中间有一个犯了罪的。
And he has served in the prison for so many years.
他在
he was totally changed. He had found the Lord Jesus.
他坐牢坐了几年之后，然后他整个人改变，在他里面他就成为一个传福音的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is possible for God to change the attitude of people and make them interested in the spiritual things overnight.
实在是神可以将一个人心那样子一个晚上就改变过来。
Oh, when we hear those things, our hearts are also encouraged.
你知道，当我们听到这样的事情的时候，我们的心也得到鼓激励。
We begin to tell the Lord, Lord.Have this thing work out in me that changed me that I become a reader of the Bible.
于是我们也会说，主啊，你在我身上也给我同样的改变，让我也突然一下子对圣经有兴趣。
That's what happened to Ruth.
这个就是在路德身上发生的事。
Ruth has really gone to an end to her own life.
因为路德在他的生命里头已经到了生命的尽头。
She was married to a husband, and then this husband became ill and finally died.
你看她嫁了一个丈夫，这个丈夫后来生病死了。
She was married into a family. Now this family began to decrease and became nothing.
而她嫁到这个家族里面，这个家族开始败落，一直到一个地步是赤贫。
She wants to get into a relationship, maybe get into some connection, maybe she can progress from there.
她本来是感到可以嫁入这个家里，然后她在那里就有点关系，在那里她可以开始发大。
But all of a sudden it's gone.
但是突然一下，这一切通通没有了。
Dear brother and sister, Ruth has come to her end as how to do it in the future.
你知道，路德实在是到她的人生的尽头，她毫无办法了。
But thank God is the beginning.
但是感谢主，这是一个开始。
She has heard a great God has given a blessing to his own people.
因为他听到神在他的百姓中间赐福。
And she went back to follow Naomi.
于是他就回去跟随拿俄米。
You know, one thing that strikes my heart.
那有一件事情让我觉得很稀奇。
That Naomi and Elimelech, they went to Moab. Was a totally wrong thing.
你知道吗？以利米勒跟拿俄米，那当初要到摩押地这件事情，本来是做错的一件事。
It was totally in the rejection of God's will.
因为是在神的旨意之外的。
But somehow during the time of recovery,
但是当他在复兴的时候
，God has overlooked all the reasons which caused his people to stumble.
而神在复兴的阶段里面，他会。完全不看那些原来那些失败那些跌倒的光景。
Dear brothers and sisters, listen and think with me.
请各位注意听，而且呢跟我一起这样思想。
God has totally forgotten what has caused his people to stumble and go down here.
因为神完全将那个让人跌倒，让人跌倒的那个因素，神完全忘记了。
God has understood the time is right.And he called the people to come back.
因为神知道他的时间，他到了对的时间之后，就将人都再召回到他那里去。
Sure, if you want to find the history of Elimelech, we can find a lot of wrong things with him.
若是我们要追这个以利米勒他的这一生他做的事情的话，我们发现他做了很多错的事情。
We may even find fault with Naomi.
甚至拿俄米，我们也知道他做了很多错事。
And I have a suspicion that Naomi has found a deep conviction inside of her.
而且我也相信拿俄米自己心里面也知道她自己做错很多事。
When she went back to Bethlehem, she did say,
因为她的确她回到伯利恒之后，她对人家说
which means sweet.
因为她说不要再叫我拿俄米，因为那是甜的意思。
Call me Mara.
叫我马拉。
For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
I went out full and the Lord has brought me home again empty.
她说我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
Dear brothers, what is this?
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么意思呢？
Naomi knew what suffering she had gone through because she disobeyed God.
拿俄米深深知道，因为她不顺服神，她做了这些事情而受了大苦。
But when there's a revival, when God is calling His people back, He disregards all of that.
但是当复兴来到的时候，当神来呼召他的名回去的时候，神这些事情都不看了。
The conviction is private, and the conviction is individual.
他在里面自己的定罪是很个人的，是很私下的。
But the blessing is overall to everyone.
但是神所赐的福在那个时候却是给每一个人的。
If you believe that you are caught up in that blessing, God disregards all the wrong things, all the shortcomings, all the difficulties we've gone through.
若是你相信的话呢，于是你也就在这一个复兴的流中间，神会完全没有看到你自己个人的失败。
However,
但是。
That tumbling effect or the stumbling effect.
但是那一个他这个打滚或者说他跌倒的这件事
has really brought something good out of Naomi.
反而在拿俄米中里面带来了一些祝福。
She did say, "I went out full and I came home empty."
的确，她是说我是满满的出去，空空的回来。
We know she was full of herself when she left Bethlehem.
但是我们深深知道，她那时候满满出去是完全满了自己出去的。
God dealt with her the difficulties so that when she came back, she was empty of herself.
但是神在那里与她在那里倒空她。在那里，反而他回来的时候呢，是他一点都没有他自己了。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord prepared her to be teachable.
这一点就是神在那里准备他，让他有一个受教的心。
Same thing, if it applies to us, it happens to us too.
同样的，对我们每一个人也是一样。
We have done a lot of wrong, therefore we begin to lose interest, losing the zeal to seek God, and sometimes we even neglect our own Bible study because of own personal difficulties.
因为我们自己常常做很多错事，因为我们自己实在是有很多难处，于是我们就疏忽了在那里读圣经的事情。
But you know, once we stop reading the Bible, we begin to get into the trip into Moab.
你知道吗？当我们开始就不读圣经了，我们就等于好像就开始往摩阿地去了。
We have got into the world.
我们于是就进入了世界。
We have been seeking men's pleasure.
然后我们就去要求人的喜悦。
We try to find men's favor.
我们希望能够从人那里得到好处。那么这么过了一阵子好像还可以。
Gradually, we become so polarized, we became weak until we almost died spiritually.
过了一阵子于是我们就这样变成越来越软弱，到后来在属灵上就完全破产。
And dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has used that to turn us upside down.
神在这里又用这样子来用反而用这个情形把整个情形改变。
The good thing that we receive is that the bowl has been emptied.
好的事是什么呢？就是说我们这一个碗是完全的被倒空了。
Everything in us which we think good was also emptied.
那我们觉得这些还不错的，我们所有的这些事情，到这时候通通都倒空。
We are empty now. We can't say we are strong anymore. We can't say we love the Lord anymore.
我们现在是完全倒空的，我们不能够再夸口说我们是很强壮的，我们也不能夸口我们是很爱主的。
But remember, the bowl emptied is emptied.So that he can fill us again.
但是不要忘记，当这一个器皿空下来的时候，是把它自己倒空，于是才能够开始装好东西。
And as I said, God, when He calls His people back,
像我刚刚说的，当神来呼召他的子民回去的时候
，When He sees that we are ready,
当他看到我们已经预备好了的时候
，When He sees that we are empty,
当他看到我们是空空的时候
，God disregards.All our failures.
神在那里将我们一切的失败全部都忘记
And begin to fill us with his good thing.
开始用他的好东西来充满我们
He begins to fill us with his word again.
他一开始用他自己的话来充满我们
With the word of God, it becomes life to us.
你知道当我们在读神的话的时候就那个话就变成生命来喂养我们
That's the beginning, dear brothers.
那就是一个开始弟兄姊妹们
Search yourself. Search yourself.
你们自己里面醒察，请你们自己里面醒察。
Isn't it true with your spiritual experiences?
是不是在你自己的属灵的行程上，是不是这样子呢
？Isn't it because going through the difficulties, then we begin to really cooking up the desire to study the Word of God?
是不是因为经过这个空空的这种打击之后，我们里面才开始对神的话真正有了这个有了想要的心？
So then you hear the word of God. You read the book.
Yeah, 我各位你们自己都听看了神的话，也知道神这样说。
That he has found favor in people.
他在他自己子民中间赐福。
Dear friends, I say this with my full knowledge when I was answering the Lord's calling.
当我顺服主的呼召的时候，我心里深深知道是这样，是这么回事。因为在那个时候，我是在属灵的最低点。
I couldn't go on with myself.
我不能够再继续下去。
But the Lord called me.
但是
a better way.
但是在那就在那样的一个情形里面，神来呼召我。
Well, that's another story.
那是另外一个故事。
Now Naomi and Ruth came back.
拿俄米跟路德回来了。
It is not without struggle.
并不是说一点挣扎都没有。
You still have the world that drags you.
因为你后面还是有那个世界在那里拼命拉着你。
Oprah did see that there's no hope. There's no future if you follow the spiritual way.
因为俄尔巴实在是很清楚看见，在前面没什么路了。
How can you go back to Israel where you came out from?
说你回以色列还有什么意思呢
？No, you were once in the church and zealous about it, and suddenly you've lost interest. How can you go back to church again?
你知道吗？你原来是在失去教会的，然后你现在一下子失去了，那你还能再回教会吗
？The world was attractive. It is attractive.
因为这世界实在是非常的有吸引力。
And with all the glittering things, the fame, the prosperity, everything attracts your heart.
有各式各样的那样子，那个名声，这个各式各样会吸引我们人心的东西。
Why? How can you go back?
你怎么能
sit there and start reading Bible again?
怎么可能你要再回到教会中间，再坐在那里读圣经呢
？You know, yesterday I had a few college students in my home.
昨天晚上有几个。昨天下午有几个大学生在我们家。
I asked them, why do you read the Bible?
我问他们你为什么要读圣经啊
you know, coming from a preacher is strange, isn't it?
因为这样的一个问题从一个传道人来问那就是很奇怪的问题。
I didn't ask her, why do you read the Bible?
我实在是问他说你为什么你要读圣经啊
She gave me an answer, which is very good.
他给我一个很好的回答。
She said, because I cannot believe what man said.
因为他说我不能够相信人说的是什么人说的什么。我要知道神说什么。我在我读圣经之前，我不知道神要说什么。
Blessed is such an attitude.
这样的一个态度实在是太好了。
You see, we have to overcome a lot of distraction.
你看，我们有很多很多外面的这个打岔。
Naomi told both of her daughter-in-law, saying, effectively telling them, "Go back. Don't follow me. No use."
因为事实上，拿俄米对他两个这个儿妇就是这么说：不要再跟我来了，因为实在是没有什么希望的。
And Jesus wasn't he doing the same thing to his disciples?
那么耶稣是不是也是这样子对他的门徒这么说呢
？He called those who come to follow him.
他呼召那些要跟随他的。
But also he said, those who put his hand on a plow and look back shall not worthy of following me.
但是他也同时说：你们手拿着犁向后看的人不配进神国。
And there are too many of those.
而这样的人太多了。因为神好像就利用这样的一个办法来将那些不愿意不能真正跟随他的人就这样子淘汰了。但是让我们来看看路德因为跟随拿俄米他得到了什么呢
we have to tell you the whole story, don't we?
我们实在是要把整个故事都告诉你但是
finally was married to Boaz.
但是路德终于他跟波阿斯结婚。
Out of them, they have given a birth to a child.
在他们结婚之后，有一个儿子生下来，就是俄贝德。
And that in turn to be the ancestor, the grandparent, grandfather of David, King David.
俄贝德最后成为大卫王的祖父。
You know, up to today, we know that Ruth's name was related to David.
我们知道，一直到现在为止，路德的这个名字是跟大卫王有关系的。
And the New Testament, it directly linked up with Jesus.
而在新约里面马上我们从家谱里头看到他就是在耶稣的家谱中间。路德这个名字就在主耶稣的家谱中间有记录出来。这个事情怎么开始呢就在他那一做那一个决定他要来跟随神。我本来也想要再讲讲十岁的意思。
What is meant by gleaning?
十岁是什么意思呢
?Gleaning means that you are following other people, doing what they do, but only in a smaller scale.
十岁的意思就是说你是跟着那些收获收场的人在那里跟在后面做同样的事情不过呢你是收的少一点。
They are the disciples, you are the disciples.
那些呢就是训练门徒的而我们是门徒。
The little disciples.
我们也是小门徒。
And you know, they are the ones who do with the sickle.
那些收割的人在那用镰刀大量的收下来而我们呢是用手慢慢来这是什么意思呢
you see I know some brothers and sisters when they start a spiritual journey they always hang on to some of the daily devotional books.
我知道有很多弟兄姊妹们刚刚开始要追求主的时候，于是他们有每天读经，每天这个灵修的书。
This is fine.
这是很好的。
Because you're gleaning, you're only gleaning.
因为你在那里是在那里拾穗。
You don't know how to harvest, but you do know gleaning.
你不知道怎么样能大量收割，但是你在那里拾穗。
You know, those people have already done harvest.
因为那些人实在是已经把这个收割已经收割下来了。
They read the word of God and they became life.
他们读了神的话，在他们里面成为生命。
You are doing the smaller scale.
那么你也做同样的事情，但是做一个这个做的少一点。
From the daily devotions, you have found out the inspiration, the way they learn to receive inspiration.
当你们就这样做，每天的这样子灵修的时候，就得到了一个得到这个鼓励，于是就知道这个读经。
And you are also reading it yourself.
于是呢，你自己这么读的时候，你也真的读到了。
Imitation is the first step of gleaning.
第一件事情就拾穗的第一件事情就是我们也学着人家做。
Gleaning is on a very the harvest is also on a smaller scale.
你看，在那个收割也是在那里是一个小规模性的。
You don't have a bundle of it.
你在那里，你们有没有一大捆
？Some of the brothers and sisters got discouraged when they read the Bible and they didn't receive a big chunk of the Word of God and meaningful to them.
很多弟兄姊妹常就觉得很灰心，因为他们读圣经的时候好像没有一下子得到很多神给他们的启示。
And they have always heard people preaching or who wrote a book and they read the books.
但是有很多人呢，他就听讲道了，或者看那些人家写的书。
You know, some brother came to me saying, "Well, I say this all humility in way of illustration."
我这样讲呢，是只是为了要举例子。
I have nothing to be proud of myself.
我不是说很了不起。
Some brother said, "Brother, when you preach, then I understood something."
有的地方说，当你这样讲到讲出来之后呢，我才开始了解。
Well, I think if I preach and he didn't understand the thing, then the Lord will not use me to preach.
我相信若是我在那里讲道，而他一点都不了解的话呢，神大概不是要用我来讲道的。但是当我们真正自己在读圣经，我们常常又想，我们这么读圣经，然后一下就可以得到很多，这简直是没有办法。
We probably don't understand most of it.
因为我们实在是大部分的我们都不了解。
In fact, this is the experience of most Christians who told me.
而事实上，这是大半的基督徒都是这样的经验。
They said,I read the whole Bible, the whole chapter, but only one verse or two make sense to me, interesting to me.
我常常说，我有时候读了一整章的圣经，然后里面大概只有一两节，一两个字，好像对我有点意思。
Well, don't worry.
不要担心。
You're gleaning.
因为你在那里拾穗。
That is what the Lord has given you.
因为那就是神要给你的。
That is what the Lord wants to give you out of the whole field.
因为在那么大一片田里面，神就是要给你这一点点。
That is your harvest for the day.
因为这一天你拿了这个了。就够了
for your need.
因为这个就是需要你当天的需要。
That's the way we read the Bible to begin with.
这就是我们要这样子开始这样子读圣经。
And gleaning is just like that, to harvest between the lines.
拾穗的时候就是这样子，但我们在字里行间，我们这样捡取生命，捡取麦穗。
The Lord has told his servants, saying, well, when you harvest, when you do with the sickle,
在那里波阿斯又告诉他的仆人说你们在那里收割的时候啊，当你们把禾捆这样都捆起来的时候，你故意在捆里头啊抽出来一点，然后把它丢在地下，然后那个路德一看了说，哎呀，这里有一大堆，就很高兴的捡起来了。弟兄姊妹们，这是拾穗。
Somebody has given to you on your path.So that you can harvest and you will be joyful.
在你所行的路上，有的人是从整捆里头抽出来的，留在那里给你的，让你能欢喜快乐。
The Holy Spirit is really giving you a good portion today, so that what you read really satisfies your soul.
因为那样子时候，那个圣灵在那天给你很大的一份，让你里面实在是喜乐，实在是满足。
I've done something right, therefore I read the Bible and it makes sense to me.
也许你觉得，哎呀，我今天这个属灵情形大概很对，所以我读了圣经，然后神跟我说话。
Sometimes for a few days, I really don't read anything and meaningful, and my soul is dry.
那常常有时候连着几天，我好像读完了东西，好像都没有什么亮光，我里面觉得很干渴。
It is different. Something different. The Lord has blessing on me.
啊，但是今天呢，哎呀，我读了这个圣经，我觉得真有意思，今天真不一样了，神今天特别祝福我。
Indeed, because the Holy Spirit.The servant has given you the food on the ground.
的确，就是圣灵借着这些仆人从捆子里抽出来了，
so,
留在那里给你的。
It's so easy. You don't even have to pluck it out from the standing the
剪的时候真容易，你还不需要去从那个麦秆上掐下来，就在那里已经放在那里放好了。
This is gleaning.
这个是拾穗。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is gleaning. The Lord wants you to receive easily.
这一部分呢，就是在你拾穗的时候，神要你很容易的就得到的。
But if you don't do it, you don't get it.
但是若是你不去找的话，你就得不到。
It may be all over the field.
也许这样子的东西在整个田里面到处都是。
But if you don't open your Bible,
但是当你不打开你的圣经的话，
you don't get it.
你就得不到。
You will never receive.
你永远没办法得到。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking about a good side about gleaning.
弟兄姊妹们，我是说到这个拾穗的这个好的这一面。
But it does pay a price. You do have to pay a price.
但是你也需要有出一个代价。
Have you realized the position of gleaning?
你有没有知道拾穗的时候你是一个怎么样的姿态吗？
When I was young, there's a Chinese magazine called Gleaning.
在我年轻的时候，在有一个杂志叫做拾穗。
And I'm talking about the cover of the book of the magazine.
我是讲到那个杂志的那个封面。
One of the issues is that a picture of gleaning.
在那里
，a woman is all bundled up with gleaning there.
在那里有一个妇女在那里都穿着衣服在那里要拾取麦穗，有一个图画。
You know, when you glean, you bend your midsection.
当你要拾取麦穗的时候，你需要弯腰下去捡。
You don't march through the field and try to glean.
你不是那样子趾高气扬的这么样走过去，然后你就想要拾取什么麦穗。
You don't open your Bible and march through it. You don't get anything.
你不是光那么样子把圣经打开一读，什么都不一定都得到。
You stoop down carefully and humbly before the Lord. Lord, I'm coming here to glean. Give me something for food.
你要在神面前低头，在那里谦卑的，在那里看读圣经，然后恳求主给你一些东西。
With an upset heart, you don't read anything.
当你心里不平静的时候
，With a proud heart, you never glean anything.
或者是有一个高傲的灵的时候，你就得不到什么。
With an absent mind, you never see.
或者你在那里心不在焉的话，你也得不到什么。
Be very careful into the word of God.
要在神的话在里面中要很小心、很谨慎。
Then again, you know, those who glean is doing a whole day.
然后你知道吗？那些拾穗的人在田里面要做了一整天的工。
The servant told Boaz, "That woman only sit in the house for rest a little while."
你知道吗？那些仆人跟波阿斯说那个女子啊，她一整天只有在屋子里稍微坐一下子歇一歇而已。
Perhaps drink a little bit of water.
也许喝一点点水。
And you have to be patient on the word of God and spend time with Him.
你知道吗？我们也是这样，我们是要在神的话上面要很有耐心，要花时间。
You have to meditate upon His word day and night.
你要昼夜的在那思想他的话。
Then you receive something.
然后你才会得到一些东西。
Then again, you see when the person who gleaned.
你知道吗？
Usually at daytime, and the sun was hot on them.
你知道，在这些人他们拾穗的时候，经常是在白天，当太阳晒他们晒得很热的时候。
I'm afraid of hot.
我是很怕热的人。
But imagine those people who are in the field.
但是你想想看，那些在田里工作的人。
You have to have some cover to protect.
你必须要有一点带有一点的东西来遮阳。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is not like picking manna only.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，这不像就像的拾取玛纳而已。
Manna was day before the sun done before the sun comes.
玛纳呢是在太阳出来之前就要拾取。
They glean there in the daytime, the hottest sun.
但是当他们拾取麦穗的时候，就在那最热的最热天日当那个最热的时候出去要去田里收拾。
I've known some incidents which happened to me too.
我知道在我身上也发生一些事情。
At my most difficult time during my life.
在我生活上最困难的一些时候
I was troubled with my study.
当我在读书上面很困难的时候
I was troubled with my experiment.
在我做实验就有很大的难处的时候
I wasn't sure of my future.
我将来不知道该做什么时候的时候
I was in the most terrible time.
我那个时候是最糟糕的时候
But one thing the Lord had found grace in me.
但是在那里神向我施恩
I did not stop reading the Bible.
我在那里那个时候我没有停止读圣经。
Let me tell you, those are the gleaning I received during the hottest sun.
但是你知道吗？就在那里最炎热、最困难的情形之下，我得到了神。我在那里拾穗。
Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord.
哎呀，神的名实在是该称颂的。
Those who try to glean, try to receive some food.Even in the most difficult time, shall do so.
那些人他在那里拾穗，希望能够得到一些食物，即使在外面环境最困难的时候，他也能够得到。
Even in the hottest sun, there's gleaning.
因为就在那最热的这个太阳底下，神给人预备了东西。
See, I wanted to tell you how to glean.
我现在想要告诉你怎么样十岁。
I want to tell you the experience of reading the Bible.
我也想告诉你这读读圣经的这些经验。
Well, the time is up.
但是时间到了。
I promise the brothers who will use the time efficiently from 12:40 to 1:10.
我已经答应那位弟兄，在12:40到1:10的时候，能够用把那个时间好好的用。
That I shall finish preaching on time.
所以我就应该按时候就结束我的讲道。
Let me say it this way.
但是让我再讲一句。
We come here to worship God, not to fill in the time.
在这里，我们是在这里要侍奉主，我们不是光在这里填充这段时间。
I also want to use the time efficiently.
我也希望能够把这个时间用得很有效率。
If I don't do so, please tell me.
若是我没有这样做的话呢，请你告诉我。
If this is because the part that some of you do not read the Bible, therefore slow me down.
若是有因为大家的对圣经不熟而我就讲的慢的话。
Well, I wouldn't tell you, you should know yourself.
我想我不用说，但我们自己都知道。
Now, this is the beginning, the Lord forgot about all the past.
这是一个开始，神要把以前所有的事情都忘记。
When you begin to tell the Lord, I'm coming back, I want to read the Bible.
当你跟神说，主啊，我愿意回来，我愿意开始读圣经。
You will find out he is always faithful to feed you.
你就会发现他永远是那样的信实的，他在那里要喂养你。
I pray that we all read the Bible diligently.
我现在在祷告，希望我们在神的话上都每天每天这样的很用功的读。
I pray that revival shall come soon.
我也这样祷告，希望这个复兴能马上来到。
I pray that some of us will be used by the Lord in the future.
我也在这祷告，有些人在我们在座的某些人以后能够被神大用。
Even a young one to influence the generation.
甚至就是这些年轻的，也希望在他们将来的世代，他们有影响。谢谢。
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证。好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。